Welcome to the final section, part three, of our interview with Paul Leary, co-owner of Blackbird Vineyards.
What a wine lovers love to do more than anything else is turn people on to
wine. Exactly. Recognition is so critical. I mean, people want it in the right way, you know, and they don't want to be necessarily, you know, overly adorned, but they want to know that you understand them. And that's why if you look at great local restaurants over time, people love going back. Great bars, because they're known. And they just want to be able to hang out. And so that is so valuable because, once again, if you go to the Napa Valley, there are an amazing selection of wineries that you can go to. And every one, you're going to get a different interpretation. It's just like going to, you know, a great shopping mall, if you will. You're going to get an impression from different stores. And the interaction by the staff in these different stores is sometimes staggering, isn't it?
Totally.
You're actually in their business, meaning you have purchase intent, and they're literally staring at you and then walking away. It's mind-boggling to me. So, you know, we treat it as more when someone walks into Masonry, you're greeting them at the threshold. You're not, you know, saying, hey, come on in from the kitchen, unless you really know them, of course.
Which isn't bad, really.
Exactly. Yeah. You're greeting them and welcoming them in and inviting them just to peruse and relax with you. Because remember, they're in wine country. They're on vacation. They're not there for an insurance review. You know, they want to come and hang out. So do it in a way that makes them, you know, appreciating kind of the mellowness of it all. And then just let their senses, meaning their eyes and then their, you know, their palate be filled. Because we talked about the wine, the art. We work with about 100 regional, nationally renowned artists. Some are literally in museum quality. Some are much smaller. And it's everything, you know, from $400, $300 pieces of art to we have a sculpture on the design side that's $350,000 from a very renowned UK-based sculptor, Jed Novat. And so there's a little something for everybody. And having it in Yountville, which we believe is, you know, one of the most special spots in the Napa Valley because it's this quaint little town off Highway 29, and it's become one of the food meccas, you know, of California, if not the United States. Thomas Keller Restaurant Group is there, Michael Chiarello is there, Richard Reddington is there, and they're amazing, you know, set of restaurants, and they've got a great number of hotel rooms, so literally you can come, park your car, and just cruise around, you know, for a couple of days and just relax.
Totally unique place to go. So let's talk about the vineyard itself. Now, as from what I've read, the main vineyard is in Oak Knoll, but you lease as well, correct?
Exactly. So we're a hybrid, if you will, where we have a 10-acre estate, of which 7.8 is planted all to Merlot. We are in the Oak Knoll District, which is just south of Yountville. Second coolest region in the Napa Valley to grow grapes, which is exactly what we love. We love a little bit more cooler climate grape growing or viticulture so that we're able to give a little more finesse and elegance in the wines. So that's all Merlot, and we also source from a few sources that, you know, your listeners would probably know, the Hudson Vineyard down in Carneros, the Stagecoach Vineyard in the Eastern Hills above Yountville, kind of just north of the Atlas Peak area, the Crocker and Star Estate up in St. Helena, and then one of our newest partners, the Ballard Vineyard at the top of Spring Mountain. It's the second highest vineyard on Spring Mountain. The only one higher is Paloma, which, you know, the Richards make incredible wines from there, Merlot specifically. So we're a hybrid. You know, people say, are you all estate? Well, we're younger. And remember, this is a whole budgeted scenario here. So to buy land in the Napa Valley, let alone producing land, you know, you can't develop pretty much any more land in the valley. I think it's about 98% developed out because most of the valley is either an agricultural preserve or there are very intense restrictions, and appropriately so, on where you can plant vineyards. For example, you can't, you know, plant a vineyard on a hillside that has a slope over, I think, 3 or 5% because of about erosion issues and runoff, et cetera. So when, for someone like us, we may look to acquire more vineyard land in the future as we grow, but right now it's a hybrid. And these are partnerships with these different growers. And what's important to us about the Blackbird brand and how we model it is about the diversity of the vineyards, which hopefully goes back to what we were talking about earlier, quality. For us, and there's all different ways to model a winery, it's about the diversity of sources, which allows you to be able to blend and create a wine that is more consistent year to year. If you're sourcing from one parcel only in a wine, yes, there's some of the most amazing wines in the world, the Burgundies, you know, the Côte Rôties, truly some of the most amazing wines in the world. We are of the Bordeaux model, where multiple parcels, multiple varietals are blended to make the best wine.
It goes back to your point before of the consistency of the label, getting people to understand that, you know, the vintages, while it's important, knowing that label and knowing that you can rely on that being a good wine or a great wine, That's a big deal.
That's the key. That's the way we think about it.
Great. From what I read, I looked at your website and you have a connection to Argentina, which I think is awesome. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we do. So Blackbird is about Napa Valley, which we've spoken about. Recuerdo, which means memory or memento in the Argentine dialect, is our newest property project down in Mendoza. And it's specifically in the Uco Valley of Mendoza, which is considered to be the one of the most pristine regions down there. We grow the grapes at around 4,000 feet. So we're at the base of the Andes Mountains, literally about 20 kilometers up. There's an estate winery on the property. The wine's made by Santiago Acaval. Santiago is one of the more respected winemakers, Argentine winemakers in the region. And we produced Recuerdo because we wanted to offer more of the Wednesday wine. And what I mean by that is not everybody's going to open up that gem on the Wednesday. Many people won't, right? They may not even open up on a Friday. Heck, they may not open up on Christmas because they're treated like children. They leave them in the cellar and they never want to bring them out. So we wanted to produce a wine that could be joined, you know, enjoyed any of the evening of the week, excuse me. So we produce a Malbec that is around $20 retail. And it's a wine that is of the highest quality, but it is just so much more approachable in terms of cost to produce wines down there. And where we grow our grapes is literally some of the best grape growing in the world. It is 330 days of sun. There is a very high diurnal or change in temperature from day to night. So it can be 90, 95 degrees, and it can be 50 degrees at night. And grapes love that, especially Bordeaux grapes, because you give them a chance to relax in the evening. We have an amazing winemaking team, and the vineyards are being fed by the glacial waters off the Andes Mountains. And so that's, you know, a Malbec, which many people understand Malbec now. It's one of the most highly sought-after import wines in the United States. And there's a reason for that, because you get the character of Cabernet Sauvignon, of Merlot, because there's density to it. There's weight. There's color. But it's a lot more approachable in price. So we produce Recuerdo Malbec. We also produce Torrontés. And Torrontés is the indigenous white varietal to Argentina. There's really no other place in the world that has focus on the varietal, meaning planting of any size, besides Argentina. We grow it up in La Rioja, which is up near Salta in the northwest corner of the country. And Torrontés is a varietal, the easiest way I could describe it, it's a cross between kind of Viognier and Pinot Gris or Sauvignon Blanc, meaning in the aromatics, you get a lot of stone fruit, tropical fruit character. But on the palate, if produced the way that we believe it should be produced, you get very bright acid. It's, you know, it's a medium-bodied wine at maximum, but it's very refreshing. So we see it as a wine that's phenomenal with fish, seafood, phenomenal with spicy food, amazing as a wine like rosé, just to begin the afternoon or the evening with. And it retails for around $15 a bottle, so very approachable again. The Torrontés varietal is not as well known from Argentina like Malbec is, but we truly believe that it actually will gain, you know, more kind of shelf space or restaurant list space in time, just like Albarino has. Mm-hmm. You know, in the United States, Albarino's a varietal that's definitely gone forward. I think Torrontés has that same potential, and we look forward to, you know, bringing it and introducing it to new people. The beauty of Argentina, like I was saying, is that, you know, it used to be only a domestic consumption country. They've only started importing in the last 10 years. Right. So people are just starting to get more of the Argentine culture, meaning exposure, too. And if you travel down there, which I would highly recommend, you can go to Mendoza, you can go to Buenos Aires, you can go down into the Bariloche area, the beginnings of the Patagonia region. If you go to Mendoza, on our property, we're building a resort. It'll be done in 6 months, 24 rooms and a spa. If you go to RecuerdoWines.com, you'll see images of it. And it allows you to just truly experience, the wine culture on the resort with the winery, with the winery, with the vineyards, and everything right there at the base of the Andes. So it's an amazing partnership with us. It's done with a partnership down in Argentina. And this was a great way for us to enter the market and really put our feet in the water, but not too far.
Not too far.
Shall we say.
And I'm assuming it's available here in the States, obviously.
Yeah, it's available in the States.
How much are you doing?
We do right now about 8,000 cases. Now, what's interesting about that, correlate that back to Blackbird. Blackbird's at around 8,000 cases, 9,000 cases. That's 10 vintages in. Argentina Recuerdo, 8,000 cases is year number two. And that's because it's more of a approachable priced wine. And so it's a wine that we look forward to sharing with many more people than Blackbird just because of how much more we produce of it. And we want people to enjoy it not only on Wednesday, but every day of the week.
Do you get there often yourself at all? Or?
Not as much as I'd like to. I have two children under five and an amazing wife. And if I'm smart, I won't take too many trips. But I haven't been down there in a few years. I need to get back down there to see the quote-unquote progress. And I look forward to getting down there this fall and, you know, seeing the new winery and the resort that's being developed. And highly recommend, if you want to go, check it out. It's an amazing frontier to enjoy for wine, travel, everything.
That's terrific. And for our listeners who would like to learn more about Blackbird, how can they find out about you online? And do you have a separate website for the Argentinian winery?
We do. So Blackbird Vineyards is blackbirdvineyards.com. Recuerdo is recuerdowines.com. And Masonry Napa Valley that we spoke of is masonry.com. And when you're on each of these independent sites, you will see the connection between them all at the footer of the website, the bottom of the page. There is an underpinning name called Bespoke Collection.
I saw that.
And that is, you know, the name that tries to tie everything together. Bespoke translates as tailor-made. And the way we think about our brands, it's about our products, of course, and what we're trying to share and sell to people. But it's about the experiences. And we want to create bespoke experiences. It goes back to hospitality. So when we invite them to come visit us in Napa or in Argentina, or when we come have an event, you know, in a different market throughout the United States, we want them to be bespoke. We want people to remember them. And you can obviously understand why the word collection comes into it, because collection of art, collection of wine. So check it out. There's a few different things to enjoy there. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you in Napa Valley or Argentina.
That's great. And again, welcome to Milwaukee. I hope the rest of your visit goes well. I hope your dinner goes well tonight. And thanks a lot for taking the time and coming over here today.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Learn more about Blackbird Wines at blackbirdvineyards.com.
Thank you for listening to this program. Watch for our next program featuring Art and Doreen Petrick, owners of St. Joseph Vineyard in Madison, Ohio. Cheers.
Life Between the Vines was produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Original music by Tim Turton. Web design by Jenny Holland. Our web geek is Tim Panicucci. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2012.